Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is my idea.
Is this the Weiner line we're going
to
run here?
No. Who's our guest? Who's waiting to come on with us?
Oh, London's calling.
London calling. Come on. Yeah. I mean, that's right up my alley. You know I am like when it comes to corny humor.
I like it.
That's me. So I thought, I was like, Brayton, get London calling. London Fletcher, former Bills linebacker, is on our Westar hotline right now these days. He does NFL analysis work for CBS Sports, and he's joining us here on WGR. London, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Getting ready for kind of a sizable football game here Sunday night, or in Kansas City, but, you know, here also.
Just a little bit. You know, a little bit of a big deal happening on Sunday.
You know, you've been there. You did this. And I'm curious, you know, for most of the Bills, I didn't look and see how many guys do or don't have conference championship game experience. I'm going to guess most of the roster doesn't. Your first run in St. Louis, what do you recall, if anything, maybe about the week, you know, you won, you know, you're in the conference title game. Do you recall anything about what it was like the week leading up to that game or even game day morning for you?
You know, you knew what was at stake going into that game. Just the excitement as a group, as a team, the media attention was tremendous. We had a lot of media attention during the year, especially as we continue to win. But, you know, the first playoff game, the divisional game, there was a lot of media attention. But then when you get to the conference championship week, man, just the media attention. I know it's a little different this year,
yeah,
with COVID and things like that. But, man, just a tremendous amount of exposure. But also, you know, the main thing I think was that Coach Vermeil did a great job of just making sure we continue to do the things that we had did to get us to that point in time. We didn't need to go out and try to be play outside of our capabilities or do something spectacular. Just go out and play our game to give ourselves the best chance to win that ball game. And it was a great battle. We ended up beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. You know, in a hard fought game, but it was just a tremendous game, tremendous week leading up to it as well.
It's interesting you mentioned Coach Vermeil. We had Sean McDermott on the show this weekend, and he, London, is talking about, like, I was curious about pressure. You know, you win wild card, you win divisional round. Now you're playing a game Sunday, and everybody knows you are one win away from being in the Super Bowl. And I thought, well, that's got to be, how do you focus and not get too carried away? And he was talking about, well, you know, don't make the game bigger than it is. We're going to stick to our normal routine. We'll stick to our normal schedule. You know, we'll approach it as the next game on the schedule. As an athlete, as a player, can you stick to a normal routine? Can you completely get out of your mind? One more win and you're in the Super Bowl.
Yes, you can, and you have to, because you don't want to overwhelm yourself. And you kept mentioning the word pressure, putting more pressure on you than is necessary. Just continue to understand, hey, we've done these things to get to this point. We're a great football team. There's going to be, you know, two great teams on the field on Sunday, but what we've done is enough. You know, go about your normal routine in terms of preparation, whether it be, you know, taking care of your body, also the just the preparation in the film, the meeting room, all those things that you've done to in the prior ball games, the other ball games leading up to that game. So don't feel like you need to do something beyond what you've already done.
You would have been on a team that had an offense at the time that was billed the greatest show on turf. I wanted to ask you about both offenses in this matchup because both are extremely good, very explosive. Kansas City's been doing it a little longer than the Bills have. Let's start with the Chiefs, with Patrick Mahomes and their offense. How does that stack up in terms of like really explosive, high-scoring offense as you have seen because you knew one very intimately?
Well, it's one of the it's going to be one of the top offenses of all time, I think. Obviously because of the explosive playmaking of a Tyreek Hill, and then you have Travis Kelce, who I think is probably more difficult for defenses to deal with, and then Patrick Mahomes, who at this age, man, his trajectory is just who knows where he's going to end up when it's all said and done. But to have that type of arm talent and those type of weapons, and then when you look at Andy Reid as a head coach and his creative mind and how great of a play caller he is, that when you add all those together, it's just a difficult challenge. And that offense it puts a lot of pressure on everybody on that defense. They stretch you vertically, they stretch you horizontally, and you have to make sure you're on top of your game for 60 minutes. So, with Buffalo, they have some defense that, I love the way Leslie Frazier had that defense plan last week against the Baltimore Ravens and some of the things that they did in just terms of scheme. So I'm sure they'll have a great scheme prepared for Kansas City. It helps that they played those guys this year, and they'll understand what they're going against.
When you look at Josh Allen and the Bills offense this season, what impresses you the most about that group?
The Bills, Josh Allen, man, his year has just been crazy too. Just the growth from last year to this year, and then when you think about them bringing in Stephon Diggs, the guy's basically unguardable one on one. It helps to have Cole Beasley, who's also an excellent slot receiver, and then John Brown getting back and him being able to stretch the defense, get through over the top of the defense. I would love to see the Bills have a little bit more of a running game, but it's a situation where you have to do what you need to do to win the ball game. But just a great offense that the Buffalo Bills have too.
Is that the way to do it? Like as the season was winding down, London, and we knew the Bills had clinched the division, they were going to go to the playoffs, and we're looking at matchups and we're wondering how much of a run they could make. And I think people started talking about the Bills were gaining momentum as the team with the best shot to try and beat Kansas City. I think in large part because the Bills were scoring, 35 points a game. Is that how you do it? I mean, do you have to go into that game and go, you better have an offense that has the potential to go score for score or just outscore what Mahomes does?
It helps to have an offense that can score, a lot of points when you think about going against the Kansas City Chiefs, but you're going to have to make some plays defensively. And that's just the bottom line. Regardless, your defense is going to have to make some plays in critical situations and in critical moments. Red zone defense is going to have to be outstanding. Third down defense is going to have to be outstanding. And limit with a team like Kansas City, limit the explosive plays, the plays where they're getting these chunk yardage or the explosive touchdowns, limit those things. So defensively, you're going to have to make some plays, and I'm sure they understand that. I know this, that Coach McDermott, he's going to have those guys ready to play defensively and knowing, if you can create a couple of turnovers here or there to put your offense in a better situation, that'll be great too.
You have any ideas how to defend them? What do you think is the best way to try and stop, limit, whatever, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City offense?
Well, as you look at teams that have had some success against the Chiefs, I would think obviously having a safety over the top of Tyreek Hill to not allow him to beat you like that. But then doubling Kelce. You're going to have to double Kelce, disrupt him, not allow him to just get free releases. And you look at, like, the Patriots, and one of the things that they like to do when they play Kansas City, you know, you have your defensive lineman hit Kelce off the line of scrimmage and then turn him over to the linebacker or safety. So just try to disrupt him, disrupt his timing, because he's been the one that's hurt teams most this year, especially lately, just him being able to connect with the Mahomes.
Hey, before we let you go, NFC Green Bay Tampa, who do you think wins the game and why on Sunday afternoon?
This is going to be a great game, man. You're talking about Tom Brady and all. We know all about Brady. and then Aaron Rodgers, who probably will be the MVP this year. I think because the game is going to be in Green Bay, it's going to be a weather issue for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, Brady's used to the weather, but a lot of those other Tampa Bay players, they won't be used to that type of climate. And I think Aaron Rodgers in this offense that Matt LaFleur is running, it's just perfect for him. They'll be able to make some plays, and I think ultimately the Green Bay Packers will come away with the win. But it'll be a hard-fought game. I don't expect it to be, you know, some type of blowout or anything like that, but it'll be a hard-fought victory for the Packers.
Well, enjoy the doubleheader Sunday, London, and thanks again for giving us some time on the show. Always nice to have you on.
All right, thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.